Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lyman Bostock. Batting second. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Craig Cusick. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Bry. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Glenn Borgman. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Eddie Bain. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The DH, Willie Horton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Wagner. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dave Roberts. And now, play ball. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Ford reaches second base with a double. Randall goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Twins. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ford moves to third. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a fly ball into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Bain covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bostock. Horton reaches second base with a double. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 1 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Randall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randall. The throw from Frien and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia bunts towards first. Cusick scoops it up and throws to first, with Randall covering, for the out. Wagner moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Wagner scores. It's Twins, 1, Tigers, 1. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. LaFleur steals third. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0 for 1 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0 for 1 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up towards first. Stanley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 0 for 1 in the game. Frien hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 0 in the game. Garcia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Smalley moves to third. One out. Glenn Borgman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Borgman is 0 for 1 in the game. Borgman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wagner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0 for 2 in the game. Bostock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Twins 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Borgman and he is safe. LaFleur steals second. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into center field. Bostock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LaFleur scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tom Johnson now pitching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley misplays the ball. That's an error on Smalley. Staub moves to second. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Ford reaches second base with a double. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 0-for-2 in the game. Hile hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ford scores. It's 3-2, Tigers. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hile. The throw from Freeman and he is out, Garcia applying the tag. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-2 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive towards third. Rodriguez catches it and throws to first to double up Smalley. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LaFleur. The throw from Borgman and he is out, Smalley applying the tag. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-3 in the game. Stanley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cusick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Hile settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew pinch hits for Glenn Borgman. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lyman Bostock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bostock is 0-for-3 in the game. Bostock hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Randall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freeman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Butch Weiniger now catching. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Manuel pinch runs for Willie Horton. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0-for-3 in the game. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heil moves to second. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Smalley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.